Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are WZGC Atlanta, WZGC HD1, an Intercom communication station.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to hit the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I hope you're having a great drive in. I know it's a rainy Monday. It looks like it might be rainy all week long here in the great city of Atlanta. John and you from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I take that all day. Boy, you talk about it was brick. Like, and you know what? I know this is going to sound weird, but I thought of Wendy and how she would complain about the weather.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be like, yeah, let Wendy be out here for about 15 minutes.
Here's me. What's brick? What's brick?
Cold. Like say for
this.
Very
cold.
Say if you walk outside, somebody hits you in the face with a brick.
Oh, I got you.
It was cold.
I know you said you have to walk outside and someone hits you with a brick.
Bam,
you just
brick,
got hit with a brick, period. Oh, that's what
brick.
It feels like.
Yeah.
You said you got to walk outside and get hit with a brick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
you get hit with a brick, period. Yeah, brick.
But it wasn't as cold in Philly as it is in Pyeongchang. It's like minus 13.
Seriously?
Yeah. With wind shields.
Minneapolis cold.
Yeah, that's
it's so cold. They've had to cancel events, right?
The windshield and everything else.
I wonder with the events being canceled, how did that go in Olympic Village? Because you know they say in Olympic Village it goes down in Olympic Village. So I wonder if it went down.
But their events just move, so you just have to wait.
For real?
Like, some of the events were moved from Sunday to Thursday.
Now, I would, like, this because this is how my mind works.
Mm-hmm.
The people who events are already over,
mm-hmm.
and you had to stay there the whole time.
You don't have to.
But I probably would, especially knowing what I know, what they say about Olympic Village. I wonder what they're doing. Like, how does that work, like, when you stay in Olympic Village?
What do you mean? It's like a giant college campus.
Exactly.
But there's no supervisors because you're all adults.
Exactly. I just wonder
unless
how does
you're
that
born
happen?
In 2000.
That how does that happen? Like being at Olympic Village and your events are already done and say like you want to go hang out with some folks.
If you're single, sure.
Yeah, and ready to mingle, which most people probably are.
Yeah, I would think most Olympians are probably single, yes.
But what don't do like to
why?
Do
in because Brazil, they're young. Dude. They're usually in their teens and
20s. Young people don't have boyfriends and girlfriends.
Well, maybe they didn't go over there with them, no.
More than likely, if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend,
you're
an Olympian.
How much cost to go over there?
If you're a girlfriend or boyfriend and you're an Olympian, they probably are in a competitor. They compete, probably. Because you got to think about all the time you spend training and everything. You're just not going to have, like, your boyfriend is not going to be, like, the captain of the debate team or something like that if you're an Olympic, like, skier.
There was a couple that were together, and they're a couple of curlers. They're curlers.
How did the curlers do this weekend?
They did good. They advanced.
Okay, we're going to keep it like that. We're not going to give away anything because we don't want anybody blowing our Twitter up talking about their
Please.
Mad.
But
I just
want
a pair of those
aired
pants.
This weekend.
Yeah, it's
so
one of the
cool.
things we're dealing with the Olympics is trying to figure out how to tell you about what's going on with the Olympics because, you know, it's a 14-hour difference, and apparently some people are getting up in their feelings about the fact that, you know, the spoilers are being had.
I want some of those curler pants. What color are Americans wearing in curly pants?
I want to know what shoes they're wearing.
Why? What happened with the shoes?
Because have you seen? Because you're sweeping on ice and essentially, and you're sliding back and forth
mm-hmm.
on the court from one end to the other constantly. So I'm wondering if the shoes are special. They've got to have some sort of thing on them, right?
You mean like snowshoes, like what?
Like curling shoes.
They got chains on their
these
shoes like they do.
Pants that they're wearing aren't extravagant.
They're not spectacular pants. Some years those curlers wear spectacular pants.
They do have specific curling shoes because there's a website just for curling gear.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, do they have chains?
$159.
Well, so you can get curling shoes. I don't know what they're good for besides curling. I don't think you probably just can wear them out in the public. Probably
definitely
ruin them.
Don't want to.
Yeah, it's like bowling shoes. You would never wear bowling shoes out because you'd ruin your bowling shoes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even want to wear your bowling shoes to the bathroom.
I don't want to wear my big baller brand shoes.
You got to walk on your heels. It's one of the tricks that bowlers use. You have to walk on your heels all the way up. You know, anyway.
Oh, so you don't scuff.
So you don't get water on the.
They look like cross trainers. They look like little shoes you would buy every day.
All right, let's get
the
it to you.
Shoes? The curling shoes don't.
They do.
They look terrible, Hugh.
I must be looking at the wrong, because I'm looking at some Adidas curling shoes.
I don't have any of that on my screen.
Okay, so yeah, I must be looking at the wrong thing.
And the fans got all mad at the fact that the first American hero was named, and they heard about it on Twitter 30 minutes before it happened. His name was Red Gerard. He was a young man who won a title in snowboarding. All right, we'll get more into the Olympics coming up in a couple of minutes. First, let's get into the situation around the ping pong battle in the NBA. Last night, the Atlanta Hawks taking on the Detroit Pistons at Phillips Arena, and this happened towards the end of the game.
Kent, back in the middle, Dennis Schroeder fakes the three. Now he looks for help. Back out, it goes to Kent Bazemore. Fires it across, Dwayne Dedmon, three-pointer. Bang! Dwayne Dedmon hits the three, and the Hawks lead 112-107.
That was, of course, Steve Holman, real voice of the Hawks on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dwayne Dedmon had a big night, 20-13. And he made the Hawks made their foul shots down the stretch. They end up beating the Detroit Pistons to snap a little losing skid. And the Hawks win 118-150. And Dwayne Dedmon was the one who had the big night against the Pistons' big man, Andre Drummond.
I mean, you know, just trying to come in and be aggressive. You know what I'm saying? So just trying to change the game and just do what I do. So, I mean, the ball's going to find you in the open. So it was good tonight.
All right, so the Hawks win. And what does that mean, Hugh? 25 games to go in the ping pong battle. The Hawks are now 18-39. There are eight teams that are between 17 and 19 wins. Eight that are between 17 and 19 wins with 25 games to go. You could end up with the worst record in the league, or you could end up with the eighth best record in the league. The ping pong battle is real.
Yes, it is. And most times, the team that actually wins the ping pong battle doesn't always get, I don't know what the percentage is, but the team that has the most ping pong balls very rarely gets the number one pick overall. They do pretty good for themselves, but they very rarely get the number one pick overall.
Right, because you only have a 25% chance.
Yeah, it's still a crapshoot. But, I mean, good win for the Hawks last night. I tried to watch a little bit of the game last night. It moved. It started out real slow. It was kind of hard. It was hard to get into that one. But with 25 games to go, John, I think I'm going to have to just bear down a little bit more and get into it, because pretty soon the All-Star break is going to be coming up and it'll be no more basketball. So, yeah, got to get ready. Got to bear down for that one.
Meantime, we wonder what the big trade for the Cleveland Cavaliers is going to be like, what it would mean for them as far as, you know, the new-look Cavaliers. Now, we got a chance to see it in Atlanta. They came in here, and we had a chance to see them win a game against the Atlanta Hawks and had their new guys. They went to Boston. Now, is all this going to work? Boy, did it work yesterday big time for the Cavs.
LeBron at the left point, waits for a Hill screen, dribbles straight away, launches a three. He nails it as LeBron James has given the Cavaliers a 10-point lead.
That was WTAM. LeBron had a big game in Boston. George Hill, running point, had a big game. Jordan Clarkson, one of their new guys, 17 points. Rodney Hood, another new guy, 15 points. They go into Boston. Talk about a statement, Hugh. 121-99, they beat Boston in Boston by 22 points.
I got to ask Daryl this, because Daryl watched a lot. Daryl, would this be considered a youth movement for the Cavaliers?
Yes.
It would be considered a youth movement. There's that. Thank you very much. The problem that I had with this, and I guess it's just me being petty, and I'm not afraid to admit that, but the adulation that LeBron James was showing, I know he didn't play a whole lot in the fourth quarter, but it just seemed like it was kind of like an in-your-face Kyrie moment. Am I reading way too much into that?
Yes, you are. Because he didn't want him to leave.
So we know. I think it was more so it is, D. I think it was, and John, you could chime in too. I think it was more, it just felt like with the Isaiah Thomas move and the fact that they weren't playing well, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're all excited. Am I just hating on LeBron because I felt like he had a lot, he orchestrated a whole lot of that? Am I being a hater?
Yes, you are.
All right, then I'll leave it alone then.
And then here's what LeBron said about, you know, the new look team and what he has now.
You know, it's a good start for the new guys, good start for all of us, you know, with our revamped team so far.
No, that's a good start, is right. Well, LeBron gets what he wants, right? I mean, when the first incarnation, he wasn't happy. Remember back in the Mike Brown Cavaliers, he wasn't happy. And so he decides to try to force the coach out, and he's going to make that change. That didn't work. And then so he leaves and goes to Miami and does the ridiculous thing where he's coming out of the floor with Bosch, with Wade, and not one but 74 championship thing. And so that doesn't work. Comes back to Cleveland. They're not working again. He forces another change. But I don't blame him. Look, LeBron's only got so much time as an NBA player.
But I guess, and another thing, I understand it's the youth movement and all, but he hasn't even told anybody what he's going to do as far as his future.
So you're shoring up a team of youth instead of a team full of old people.
Okay, I got it. Okay, well, thank you. That now that makes sense. He's not leaving them high and dry.
Right.
And they still have their first-round draft.
They're covering their bases. And they still, like you said, they still have first-round draft
picks. All right, then, cool. I'm out of my feelings. Right. I appreciate you for that. Because when I saw it, I was a little like, all that false enthusiasm and all this stuff. Maybe it wasn't false. Maybe I was just being a hater. Fine. I was being a hater.
Well, I was under the impression that Boston was the team to beat up until yesterday. Now I look at this new look Cavalier team, and of course, we all said, didn't we not, that, hey, listen, you can never count out LeBron. But they make all these changes, and suddenly this team looks like it's infused with new life.
Well, also, too, you don't have the defensive liability that you had in a 5'9 point guard
right
on the field.
Yeah, you got some length. You got some length out there.
Yeah, George Hill's a far better defensive player, no question
about
that. Yeah, absolutely, a far better defensive player, even though he may not be as quick. This is a serious upgrade for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I think they served notice that if you thought that the Cleveland Cavaliers were done, yay. Now, Toronto's in first place in the East because they've been red hot, but at the same time, I think the race is now on between Cleveland, Toronto, and Boston for that Eastern Conference Championship.
It's always, I would never complain about getting off to a great start. But there's this thing about continuity that you still have to probably work through. I mean, you know, with 25 games left in the season, that you still have to figure out a way to everybody get on the same page. Because there was a kumbaya moment last night. There's no question about that. But when we start being able to break that film down and start dissecting everybody's game, what are you going to do then with 25 games left? Because, you know, there's a time that's coming. And I know the thing about the Cavaliers is, they're not worried about being the number one seed. They just want to get in. They get in, they're going to be a formidable threat. There's no question about that. But, you know, that continuity thing has to be something that has to be accounted for down the line. But good start. Good start. And I was being a hater a little bit. I was hating on LeBron a little bit. I take that back then.
Well, the Atlanta United got off to a quick start. They played their first preseason game over the weekend. And Atlanta United went to Nashville in the rain and in the slop. And the new play-by-play voice of Atlanta United is our very own Mike Conte.
Meanwhile, Atlanta United just outside the 18. Pass to the far post, and it's punched in for a goal! Romario Williams, 3-1 Atlanta United right off the restart.
And Atlanta United went on to a 3-1 win over the Nashville SC in Nashville SC's first game. Greg Garza, of course, talking about the conditions in Nashville in a very rainy, sloppy, ugly kind of day at the baseball stadium up north.
It wasn't the easiest game, especially in these conditions, but I think that it's a win for us. So way to start the year for us, 2018, and hopefully this can build off to something important throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, and again, it's just a preseason game. This is Nashville SC's first ever game. Nashville's going to play division, for lack of a better term, down in the lower division for the next couple of years before they ascend into an MLS club. So there's not a whole lot of takeaway from this. We got to see Barco for the first time and Nagby for the first time. Of course, the competition level isn't as nearly what it's going to be when you get into MLS. Not even close, Hugh.
No, it's not. But I think, and another thing, John, with the pitch being as wet as it was, it was kind of hard to see the speed of the team because they really couldn't, you know, they really couldn't move around like they wanted to. But the season started. It's a good start, and we got a chance to see a couple of new guys. So there's that takeaway from it.
Right, that's about what we got out of it, is that the season is underway, and now they'll go down to Florida and play some preseason games and a couple more exhibitions before the season starts on March 3rd. And that big question, which is looming out there, is what are your expectations for this year? And what are your expectations for Atlanta United? You know, we were asking earlier on our social media that question, what are your expectations, Wendy, for this season? And I think my expectations are that the team is going to be able to make a run at the MLS Cup. And I think that's a fair expectation for the club from last year. I think we should expect that they're going to make a run at the MLS Cup and at least win possibly one of the cups that are available to them. They played really well last year. I get that. But I think that the fans ought to be thinking big things in year two. Maybe it's unfair to the team to expect that much that fast, but You know, they showed so much last year, there's no reason that we couldn't believe that they could do it again this year, right? I think so. Don't you? You don't think so, necessarily? Mm. I think the expectation level is possibly running at the MLS Cup.
I mean, a lot of people on Twitter have said they want MLS Cup or bust, but a lot of people just want a deep playoff run. It just depends on where you are as far as watching soccer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's the important thing. I think that there are a lot, even though there was a lot of excitement about it, there was a lot of excitement this weekend, that there are still people that are still in the infant phase of soccer. And that's a great thing. It's a great thing that the fan base has come together the way that it has, and that we are all learning at the same time, if you will. It's like a new toy or a new baby, if you will. Everybody's excited about it right now. And there are going to be some growing pains, but the initial excitement is still there. There's no doubt about that.
And some are hoping just for a U.S. Open Cup. It just depends. I mean, MLS Cup, a U.S. Open Cup would be great as well. But I think just growing another year is great for the fan base.
The Morning Sports News brought to you by Shane Company. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Company. Shane Co. is your friend in the jewelry business. When we continue, a lot of big news from the weekend, from the Olympics and college basketball knocking on the door of March Madness. Who are the best teams in America? We're going to be examining all of that as we catch you up on a very busy weekend on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, and this show is all-encompassing, Mike.
Yeah, man, we talk about everything. Chicks, guns, fire trucks, quality lawn care, plenty of Falcons.
Huh? It is Dukes and Bell, 2 to 7 every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Sports Radio 92.9
yeah.
The Game. And we kick ass.
It is the Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Monday. Hope you're having a safe drive in. Looks like it's going to be kind of a crummy week all week, so we'll just be here every morning. We'll find a way to keep you company. We'll talk about bizarre stories. Of course, the Olympics are going on, and just trending this morning on Twitter, you have this going on. Apparently in London this morning, and I'm just seeing this right now because it's all over Twitter, they have just found an unexploded bomb from World War II next to one of the airports in London and shut everything down. An unexploded bomb from World War II. So one guy tweets out, he goes, you know, for 365 days, for about the last 80 years, they could have found this bomb.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, damn, didn't they build an airport over there? Did nobody see this bomb? That's weird.
And somebody else, the Germans still messing with us, you know, from that, right?
Someone just all of a sudden leave it there?
That's the thing I don't understand.
Because how do you not notice that? So someone, I think someone
noticeable.
May have had it.
And left it there.
And maybe had placed it there. Because how do you not, I don't know, at least make a phone call to police. Hi, there's a suspicious-looking bomb here.
It's a bomb.
So they just stumbled across the package?
Yeah, they were probably doing some excavation or building or something. And, this is what happens. You know, the Germans dropped so many bombs back in the day on Britain in the Blitz that... You know, they find bombs all the time, some of which are unexploded ordnance from World War II. If they're digging and you know, creating, suddenly they go, oh, there's a bomb, you know, because it's been there for 80 years and been covered up by, 80 years worth of stuff. So if you're thinking about flying to London, you might want to check your local carrier.
Eek.
Yeah, eek. Of course, the Olympics are going on over in Pyongyang, and we have a lot of interesting side stories that are developing for the Americans. A youngster named... Rod Gerard became the first kind of hero of the U.S. Olympic movement, 17 years old. What were you doing as a high school senior? Because Rod Gerard starts in 10th place in the slope-style snowboarding and explodes onto the scene by winning the gold medal. He's a senior in high school, Hugh, a senior in high school.
That's the amazing thing about the Olympics. Like, you can go from, like, being a guy who's been training, you know, busting your butt training the whole time to being the darling of the Olympics and going back to your high school and being the man. So shouts out to him, man. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, how does it like to be him? I mean, you're going back to high school and
winning.
Winning. What'd you do on your vacation? I went over there and won a gold. And he was so nonchalant about it, too. I mean, he was just kind of laissez-faire. Yeah, you know, whatever. Kind of a cool kid in terms of winning that gold medal. What were you doing your senior year in high school? Do you remember?
Trying to get some action.
This one. I worked at the Wild Pear in Cumberland Mall.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was working at Kohl's and a tanning bed, of course.
This one.
Yay!
I was working out there at Lithonia. Yeah, I was working at the gas station.
I was trying to become a man.
This one.
Every day, that was my mission in life, to become a man.
Okay, brother, we got you.
But it didn't work that way. But I tried. I was giving it the old high school try. Every day.
We have a couple of responses on Twitter because I put up the question, what were you doing your senior year of high school? Someone said I was in juvenile boot camp for partying too much.
And he wasn't in for partying. he kept that one clean. You
tell the truth.
Yeah.
And then someone else said he went to a different type of boot camp at 17 and was a paratrooper by the age of 18.
Wow. That's achieving. I was pumping gas at a Chevron that's now at Texaco on Rockbridge Road in Pine Lake.
We all have our own paths.
Right, exactly. We all have our own paths.
I think I got a ticket around that area in Pine Lake.
Well, of course, everybody got a ticket at Pine Lake. I mean, it was come on now. What are you talking about? It still is, I think, a bit of a speed trap, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, there's some speed traps, right? Ackworth is a speed trap down that hill. Phew, man, that's a speed trap.
I think I know exactly where you're speaking.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this kid has got a gold medal in high school. That's pretty cool.
Winning.
Very cool.
He is winning. The day begins with gold medals for the Americans and, of course, a chance for more gold tonight, especially these snowboarding events. It's the one area of the Olympics, of the Winter Olympics, that we've really made into kind of our own, Hugh, is this the new X Games stuff where we kind of dominate the snowboarding and we brought all these X Games into it, which kind of made the Olympics more interesting to me as a fan. It was one way to up the Winter Olympic kind of, you know, panache was to bring these X Games into it, not just all the old school stuff that they had going on.
See, I'm not, I haven't been abreast keeping up with the different events, but do they do the snowmobile challenges? Do they do that? Because that's like the some X Games stuff. Did they bring that to the Olympics?
No, they didn't. But you know what? That'd be kind of cool if they did. You know, I like those snowmobile events too. They're fun.
And kind of scary because it's almost like in slow motion though, because it's obviously a snowmobile is giant. So when they're doing the flips on a snowmobile, you're just like, oh my gosh, please land upright.
Yeah, because they'd be wilding. They're definitely wilding on those snowmobiles.
Did you guys watch any of the events this weekend?
I didn't get a chance to. But I will watch some of the recaps tonight.
It was all about curling.
I hate that I missed the curling.
There's going to be more.
Yeah, I definitely
want to see more curling.
I'm a fan of the pants. I can't help it. I'm a fan of the curling pants. And I would definitely try to wear some curling pants somewhere to a major event because they're almost like the pants. What's his name? The John Daly cat used to wear?
Yeah,
was it John
Mr. Daly? Brown.
Yeah. This is your granddaddy. Yeah. Like the pants are cool. The curling has some cool pants.
Now, the real estate maven, she was all into the ice dancing that was going on. And she's into the figure skating and the ice dancing and all that kind of stuff.
Figure skating was on last night. They had the team figure skating.
Yeah, the ice dancing, right? I mean, which I thought you would have been into, Wendy, considering the whole Dancing with the Stars. This is like Dancing with the Stars on ice.
Well,
yeah, I don't even know what time it came on. There's so many events. But I feel like you can watch ice dancing every single year, but some of these events only happen that I see in the Olympics. Like the biathlon, watch the entire thing. That's where I watch the women's one anyways, where it's like cross-country skiing, and then you stop. You shoot, don't you? And you shoot standing at one of the stops, and then you also shoot while laying down on the ground.
Right. I watched quite a bit of that. And then I watched the cross-country, the 30-kilometer cross-country ski race that the men had.
You see what happened.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the guy fell, and he comes from all the way from behind.
Last
place to first, all these Norwegians that are winning. And all I could think about was watching this cross-country skiing is how brutally hard it is. I mean, it's tough.
Well, it was also minus 13.
Well, yeah, there was that.
How do you even function when it's
brick.
That cold?
It was real brick out there.
It was brick, like you.
Brick, yeah.
Colder than Philly. It was more than an inconvenience.
Yeah, that sounds pretty brick.
They don't make enough like jackets for that.
Right. This cross-country skiing was brutally hard. And then, of course, hockey's beginning, and the Americans are favored to win in hockey. And
are they allowed? No, but aren't there a lot of hockey players that are representing their country in the Winter Olympics this year for hockey? I'm not sure. I'm just asking. I'm curious about that.
I know there's no pros from the United States in it.
Okay, right. Well, there it is. Then.
It's just college kids.
College kids. That's good.
Because the NHL didn't want to send any of the players over.
And I'm actually happy with that. I'm happy with the NHL didn't kind of break its season up to allow the NHL players to go over there and let the college kids go over and do it. I kind of wish. Look, I think we've proven. Have we not proven to the world that we are the best in basketball? Can we go back to using the college kids?
No.
Why not?
No. No. The Olympics is supposed to be your best.
Exactly.
You're supposed to whip everybody.
Be better.
Yes. Send our best athletes over there to play their best because we're getting their best athletes. We're not getting their college
Especially
kids.
When it comes to basketball.
No.
Because they have some over there. And plus, the game is so fundamentally different overseas than it is here because it's more based on fundamentals. Well, that's what I glean from it. Like, they're more fundamentally sound.
The line of your beautiful basketball.
There you have it, Daryl.
I just think we've proven our point. I mean, there's nobody going to compete with us in basketball. We know this, right?
No. Remember, we kind of lost a couple gold medals, remember?
Well, yeah, back in the day.
No, within the last
well, yeah, I know,
15 years.
What was that one dream team that went over there and everybody was talking bad about them?
And then that's when Kobe and them came back out there.
Kobe did it.
Ah, you send your best over there because we're getting their best.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do in a couple of years for basketball.
Speaking of Atlanta, the beautiful basketball, has anybody had a report on the Ball brothers?
Oh, they're over there hooping.
They're over there so they've become acclimated to the customary basketball of the beautiful basketball.
The land of your beautiful basketball.
Didn't they have a concert, or is that still coming up?
No, that won't be till after the season. Zoe's mixtape should be dropping on somewhere around a couple of days from now. What you call that? Valentine's Day.
That just tickles me so.
The mixtape.
Got a hot mixtape out there. I need everybody else a mixtape. It's going to be a mixture of trap music and country.
So you're Justin Timberlake.
Oh, is that what he did?
Man of the Woods.
Is that a trap country
It's
music?
A country album with 808 beats on it. It's an album with slide guitar and 808 beats.
I need to see. Well, at least there goes my original there goes idea.
Your original idea, right, exactly. Yeah, no, this is it'll be fascinating. Remember now, the Summer Olympics and the Winter Olympics, 2 years apart. I know that used to be that back in the day that both were the same time. You know, they were both the same year. Yeah, the Winter Olympics followed by the Summer Olympics, and they broke it up. And so it's every 2 years now, so we got the Summer Olympics to look forward to in a couple of years. I think we'll work our way into kind of getting into these Olympics a little bit. As it goes on through and storylines start to develop, and it'll be fascinating to see how good the Americans are. We've been much better at the Olympics in the past than we have been, so far this season. But we'll see.
Norway kind of owns the Winter Olympics. They've had the most medals.
Yeah, I think we have the most last time though. I think we actually won the most medals in the last Winter Olympics. I think we had 37. I think we had the most. Mm. I think we may have. Had the most. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens, though.
You mean so far this year?
No, so far, Norway. I mean, Norway's got more than we do.
I think Germany's leading right now, followed by Norway. But overall, Norway normally owns the Winter Olympics.
And so the American hockey team will get going, and we'll get these youngsters out there to see how the college kids do. This will be kind of our new version of Miracle on Ice. Now, we don't have the Russians out there to compete with anymore in terms of, you know, the big, bad, bully Russians.
They weren't allowed to come. Were they? They weren't
allowed to come. Russia had the most in Sochi.
Oh, they did. Well, it was, yeah, of course. They're the home team.
Followed by the United States.
Right. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Monday morning. When we get back, we venture into that and careen into that area known as Hughes World.
Yes, well, I'll talk about my excursion, my trip with my son up to Philadelphia. I'll tell you more about that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports talk veteran and a 10-year NFL veteran.
Yeah, that's right.
This is John and Hugh
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode, so back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind of Hugh Douglas.
I got to tell you guys, I had a ball in Philadelphia going to the parade, going to the first Super Bowl ever parade. But it was a little bit of a chore getting up there with my son. So now, you know, this is something that we had planned to do if the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But, okay, so I go pick up my son. I had to go pick him out of his swanky school. Shout out to the Pace for allowing him to come up there. But the cat, we get there, you know, his mother has everything packed up and everything. And she tells him what to take or whatnot. So, you know, as 14-year-olds go, you know that they tend to be a little bit forgetful. So we're getting ready to leave. So I pick him up and we're getting ready to get on the highway. And my son remembers that he forgets his boots. And you need your boots. You need your boots because it's kind of cold up there going to Philadelphia. So we go back and we get the boots and we get ready to go on the highway. But as we proceed to go, I'm so used to riding by myself that I, you know, like when you had to do pee breaks and stuff like that, there are certain things that men do when you had to have a pee break. We kind of space those out. We like to have our pee breaks according to the gas stops that we have.
Right.
And sometimes
bathroom breaks, it's called a pit stop. Right.
Okay, pee breaks. I'm sorry. Bathroom break.
Yeah, no, it's a pit stop. You want to do it all at once.
You want it like, because the way that we try to set up our trips.
Right.
Is we strategically stop where everything gets done. You know, evacuation of bodily fluids or bodily functions, gas.
And food.
Snacks. Right. Whatever. You do that strategically.
Right. One-stop shopping.
But that's kind of hard to do when you have somebody else with you that bladder's probably not as big as yours or they're not as used to traveling as you are. So, with that being said, you know, me and my son, we get on the highway and, you know, he's a little, you know, he's kind of a little irritable, whatever. He's not really saying a whole lot, but you know something's wrong. You know how, you know your kids. There's a vibe that they give off when something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He says, okay, I'm hungry. Okay, so I have to feed him. Because, you know, when mother allows you to take your kids unaccompanied, there are certain things that you have to follow. There are rules you have to follow.
What, is he a gremlin, so I have to feed him?
No, you know what I mean, Daryl. There are certain things as a father, as a single father, that you have to do that if you don't do, then there's a good chance that you won't see your kids unsupervised again for a while.
This is true.
Especially when they're younger. He's 14, but he's still, you know, he's his mama's baby. And if he doesn't eat or if he complains about not eating, then that's a problem for me. That means that we won't go anywhere else. So this cat wants to stop. Like, we're like an hour into the trip. So I'm trying, like, I'm already behind 8-ball, and I'm in traffic leaving Atlanta. This is about, what, 12 o'clock, something like that. I was supposed to be on the road like an hour ago, like at least an hour and a half ago. But that's cool because I'm hanging out with my son.
Right.
He's hungry. So in my mind, I'm like, okay. He gonna have to go ahead and hold this one out until we get ready to stop for gas again. I got a full tank of gas. He gonna be starving. Yeah. No, don't work like that. Don't work like that. So he's hungry. So we have to stop. And not only, like, and when I drive, I like to go to restaurants on the same side of the street as the gas station's on. So
you don't want to cross the bridge.
No, I don't. I don't.
Because it takes an extra
It takes too
two
much
minutes.
Time.
No, it takes
right, the whole
like an
concept
extra
is
minute.
To, like,
no.
You
the concept
put a timer
is
in.
To efficiently get to where you're going.
Out it off in 3 minutes.
That's it. So,
but it takes only a minute.
This dude says, Dad, can we go to Wendy's? Why you got to go to Wendy's? Why can't you
because
go to
they
Hardee's?
They have the 4 for $4.
Hardee's
Why
is
can't
fine.
You go to Hardee's? Why you got to go to Wendy's? And he's looking at me like, are you serious, old man? And I take him to the Hardee's. I take him to the Wendy's. I'm mad. And he's looking at me like, dude, get over it. It's just, you know. So we get on the road.
My
we
man Lou Hill.
Yeah, we get on the road, right? So we get to Philadelphia about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. So I tell him, I'm like, dude, this is a quick turnaround. Because the parade starts at 10 o'clock. You're not going to get that much sleep because we need to be in place. We need to get there before everybody else. So we're going to get up. We'll get up about 4 o'clock in the morning, 5. So now, you know how it is. Anybody that has children knows how this one goes, especially when they haven't had that much sleep. It's like trying to wake the dead to get somebody out of bed. So this cat doesn't want to get up. So I'm like, I don't yell at him anything, but I'm kind of getting impatient because this cat is taking all day just to move around. So we finally get out of the hotel about 4:30 in the morning. So we're going to the city. Dude, when I tell you at 5 o'clock in the morning, now the parade doesn't start at 10. Now, when I tell you at 5 o'clock in the morning, there was traffic on the Schuylkill Expressway. It was traffic coming across the bridges. It was bananas at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I
and
believe
it's
you.
Cold. And these Eagle fans are outside, man. They are chanting Eagles chants. They got little things set up all over the place where, you know, they're selling gear and stuff. These people are drunk and inebriated at 5 o'clock in the morning. So me and Little Hugh, we go set up. We set up at a TGI Fridays because it's cold outside. But when I tell you, John, man, there were so many people standing outside at 5 o'clock in the morning that were freezing just to wait for this parade to start. It was bananas. And so, you know, him being up so early, you know, he's starting to fade a little bit. I started to fade too. But, dude, when the parade started and he jumped up on the chair, you could see the adulation and stuff in his face. All that stuff that I went through to get him there, it was all worth it to see this cat have so much fun at a parade because he grew up. He grew up. He was born here, but he grew up in Philadelphia. And to see that, man, it was all worth it. And then the cat jumped on a plane and went skiing in the Aspens.
Man, what?
Ball out.
Baller
status. He jumped on a plane and went to Aspen?
Listen, his mother, because see, my whole purpose in life was to make sure that he made his flight because that was the reason why it was a little bit of a, you know, we had to figure out, you know, if I could, he could actually go because he was going skiing with his uncle in the Aspens. So I'm like, wow.
What? This cat. Your life is good.
Him, Lou.
Wait, he went to a cat, Super Bowl parade.
He went to a Super Bowl
and
parade.
And then skiing in Aspen.
And then he went to skiing in the Aspens.
Yeah, no, I just worked at the gas station. I was delivering papers.
And I'm like, and I told him after that, I said, dude, you need to appreciate everything that your parents do for you. And if you don't, I'm going to punch you in the face. Yeah. Bottom line. I mean, I'm telling you, man, because think about that for a minute, man. How much we do in order to, you know, make it great for our kids. And he was able to do that. He appreciated it, but, I mean, still, at the end of the day, the most I can hope for is a trip to Cleveland as a youngster, you know, by myself. But he's doing all – so, yeah, he appreciate that.
That's why you worked, though.
Yeah, but it was fun, man. It was fun to hang out with him. It was definitely fun.
I do hope he appreciates the fact that not many 14-year-olds can do that. What are you doing this weekend?
Going to the Aspen. He didn't even know. He didn't even know
he was
going
to parade, and I'm going to Aspen.
Well, I got parade envy. I'm not gonna lie. I got absolute parade envy from your coverage of the Eagles parade. When we get back, the biggest questions, the three biggest questions in the NFL this offseason, something we're asking on our social media. We're gonna ask you those same questions as we continue next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.